Mandolin Picker's Guide to Bluegrass Improvisation is a brand new release from the Mel Bay Publications. It's an entire 200-page book just devoted to the techniques and theory needed in order to improvise bluegrass solos. By combining a large number of examples and exercises together with a learn-by-playing philosophy, this method is designed to help the readers develop their improvisational skills. In order to work on the material presented in the Mandolin Picker's Guide to Bluegrass Improvisation, no theoretical background is required. The small amount of theory included is easily learned, and all examples are presented in both tablature and standard notation. Depending on your playing skills, the more advanced player could also use the book as a reference and instructional guide by picking out different subjects to work on. The book also has an accompanying MP3 CD, on which you can hear all 292 examples. The recordings were made at a medium tempo to make it easier to play along. In order to focus on the match between the scales and the harmonies, all examples are accompanied by an acoustic guitar. You might ask yourself, what will I learn from this book? I'll tell you. At first, we'll work on learning the most important scale in bluegrass music, the pentatonic scale. But not only will we learn how to finger the scales, we'll also learn how to visualize them and how to put them to use in an improvised solo. After learning the pentatonic scales, we'll continue our journey into the world of improv by learning how to make the scales sound like bluegrass. We'll also talk about the characteristics of the music. What tones could we add to the scales in order to make them sound more interesting? As we go on with the book, we'll also get around to other subjects, like chord tones and arpeggios, double stop improvisation, how to treat minor chords as well as minor keys, the blues scale and the mountain minor sound, and we'll also show you how to use cross-picking while improvising. What about the melody of a tune? Shouldn't we work on that too? Yes, for sure. A learning improviser should also know about melody-oriented improvisation, as well as how to bring the spirit of the tune into the playing. For those of you who are interested in licks and tricks, a chapter on Monroe style might be your choice. A combination of melody-oriented playing and licks is also an interesting way to bring out some individuality to a solo. These are all themes included in the Mandolin Picker's Guide to Bluegrass Improvisation. In order to make the book usable for everybody, we have an entire chapter devoted to the constructions of hot licks to work on by more advanced players. And for all of our improvisation beginners, another chapter is devoted to how to simplify licks and solos. To learn to improvise could be compared to the process of learning a foreign language. You don't need to know an entire dictionary in order to be able to start doing some everyday conversation. The same as you also don't have to know a billion tricks, licks, or tools in order to do your first small improvisation. The most important thing if you want to learn to improvise is to get started. If you work on it, you'll learn it. But don't forget, to improvise is actually a process which, in fact, never stops. Once you get started, you'll always be on the lookout for new ideas to use. The Mandolin Picker's Guide to Bluegrass Improvisation is a method designed to give the reader a solid foundation and the techniques and tools necessary in order to start learning to improvise. So don't hesitate to buy this book. It can only make you a better player, and it will open up your door to the world of improvisation.